今天下午第二堂用这个题目，凶恶园户的比喻来做我们互相勉励。
This afternoon, for our second session, I'd like to use this topic, the wicked wine dresser for our mutual encouragement.
不知道有没有人做过这个房东？
I don't know if one of us and has been a landlord. Excuse me.
我问过弟兄啊，做房东的弟兄啊，说做房东的最希望是什么？他跟我回答说啊，他最希望就是那个房客啊按时候交钱。
I had asked a brother about the experience be as a landlord, what they hope for the tenant to do, and one of the things they hope the tenant to do is to pay the rent on time.
那你知道房东最怕什么吗
？So, what does the landlord afraid the most?
就是我们等一下读这个比喻。
So this is the parable we're going to study.
来，我们来看马太福音二十一章。
Let's please read Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章三十三节到四十六节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse
33到四十六节。
To verse 46.
马太福音二十一章三十三节到四十六节，请念。
Matthew chapter 21.Verse 33 to verse 46. Hear another parable. There was a certain vine dressers which planted a vineyard and hedged it around about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to the vine dresser and went into a far country.Verse 34. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive the fruits of it. Verse 35. And the vine dresser took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Verse 36. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise.Verse 37. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, "They will revenge my son." Verse 38. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance." Verse 39. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. Verse 40. When the Lord.Therefore, of the vineyard come, they will he do unto those vine dressers. Verse 41, they say unto them, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other vine dressers, which shall render him fruits into their season. Verse 42, Jesus say unto them, did ye never read in the scripture the stone which the builders rejected?The same is becoming the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. Verse
43.
And it is marvelous into our eyes. Verse 43. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof.
44.
Verse 44. And whoever shall fall onto the stone shall be broken, but on whoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder.Verse 45. And when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard this, heard his parable, they perceived that he spake of them. Verse 46. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet.
主耶稣为什么会讲这个比喻呢
？What does Lord Jesus speak in this parable？
因为在这个马太福音二十一章的三十二十三节到二十七节啊。在这里，这些祭司长啊，在询问耶稣，因为耶稣啊洁净圣殿。
In book of Matthew chapter 21, the Lord Jesus speak to the priest, and about the temple.
因为主耶稣洁净圣殿得罪了他们，他们这些人呢来问主耶稣说：“你凭什么权柄来洁净圣殿？”
洁净。Because Lord Jesus sanctified the temple, and then the priest asked the Lord, "What authority you came with?"
那么主耶稣怎么回答？其实他们就想抓主耶稣把柄控告他， 来把他下了监牢里面。
So how did the Lord Jesus responded? And they want to imprison the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣看到他们的心态，主耶稣就讲这个凶恶的原户的比喻来形容他们。
So Lord Jesus has seen their motive, and so the Lord Jesus has spoken this parable.
那其实我们都是像原户了，因为这个世界就是神所造的。
So in fact, we are like these vine dressers, and this world, in everything in the world was created by God.
你看到这个家主呢，他创造这一切，后来是租给人家，让他们去使用。
So we see this householder has planted this vineyard, and to rent it for everyone to use.
那这个家主呢，代表神。
So this householder represent God.
这葡萄园呢，代表神的国。
So this vineyard represent the kingdom of God.
在四十三节提到说，所有告诉你们神的国必从你们夺去赐给那能结果子的百姓。
So verse 43 reads, therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to nation bring forth.
这个神的国可以指的耶路撒冷，也可以指的就是说神给他们救赎的恩典。
So the kingdom of God can be represent Jerusalem and also the grace of God's salvation.
那这个仆人呢，代表神的功能。
So the servant represent the work of God.
那这个儿子代表耶稣基督啊。
So the son represent the Lord Jesus.
那么这里就讲解说这些原户到底做什么恶事。
Here explain the evil doing of the vine dresser.
其实我们把这个归纳起来，就其他们做了三件错事。
If we conclude that this vine dresser had done three evil things.
第一个恶事呢，是他们不交果子。
So the first evil things they had done is that they did not.
这些果子是代表什么呢
？Did not given this fruit.And what does this fruit represent?
因为这些人，主耶稣是对这些法利赛人这个祭司长所说的话。
So the Lord Jesus has spoken to these Pharisees and the scribe.
这些人绝对会去教会去会堂守安息日。
So these people will go to the synagogue to keep the Sabbath.
这些人绝对会奉献十一捐的。
All these people, these type of people, they will tithe for 10%.
他们那十一捐啊，绝对要付的比我们还仔细，因为他连他家的花园啊、蔬菜啊。果子啊，都会奉献十一捐。
So they'll give tithe for what they earn.
可是这些果子不是指着十一捐，也不是指着来教会。
So these fruits is not represent the tithe and also come to church.
如果是的话，主耶稣讲这个比喻就不是针对他们了，因为他们早就做了。
If it is so that the Lord Jesus will not say this parable to them because they had done what they supposed to do.
那我们通常是说，哦，这果子是圣灵的果子。
So sometimes we might say this fruit might is represent the fruits of Holy Spirit.
可是，在那时候啊，在主耶稣那时还没有圣灵降临的，你不要谈圣灵果子啊，根本不会有圣灵果子。
At the time the Lord Jesus has not ascended to heavens, so this fruit is not represent the Holy Spirit.
所以在那时候的果子代表什么呢
？So what does this fruit represent?
我们放个书签在这里。
Let's put a bookmark.
我们来看那个弥迦书六章八节。
Let's look at Micah.
六章八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
弥迦书六章八节。
Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
弥迦书六章八节。
Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
弥迦书六章八节。
Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
六章八节。
6, verse 8.
世人啊，神已指示你为何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心啊，与你的神同行。请你
说四章
六章八节。
弥迦书 Micah chapter 6 verse 8 He has shown these all men what is good and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and lovely and love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
在这个六章六节到六章七节呢，这个作者提到说，他来到神面前带什么东西给神呢
？In chapter 6 verse 6 to chapter 6 verse 7, and here describe when they came before the Lord to bring what to the Lord.
神是不是要很多的祭物呢？很多的钱呢
？Does God want their wealth?
不是的。 神真的要的是啊，人啊，心中人要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑心啊，与神同行。
What God required of thee is but to act justly and love mercy and walk humbly with God.
这些法利赛人呢、啊，和这祭司长真的没有公义，也没有慈爱。
So all the Pharisees and the scribes does not have merciful heart and.
因为主耶稣得罪他们呢。啊、其实主耶稣也没有做错什么事情，可是得罪了他们，他们呢就是要设计来陷害耶稣，这个是没有公义的事情。
So in fact, Lord Jesus did not do anything wrong. They want to accuse him for something that the Lord Jesus didn't do.
同时他们没有怜悯啊，这个如果真的主耶稣得罪他们的话，那这些人应该赦免、啊、原谅主耶稣了。
If the Lord Jesus offended them, they should have the merciful heart to forgive them.
可是他们都没有。
But they have.
那他们也没有谦卑的心呢、啊，与神同行。他们怀着这种自义的心呢、啊，在走。
They also have don't have the humble heart to walk with God by themselves.
所以在旧约里面呢、啊，他们在主耶稣那时代、啊，神所要求的，他们没有这个果子给神。
So in the Old Testament, what God required of them, they did not have this type of fruit.
那么在新约里面呢、啊，当然。神所要的是圣灵的果子。
Well, of course, in the New Testament, what God required us is the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
他的圣灵果子是借着圣灵的充满所结出来的。
So the fruits of the Holy Spirit will grow through the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
那我们要如何结这个果子呢
？So how can we bear this fruit?
我们来看这个约翰福音十五章。
Please read John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章的第一节。
John chapter 15, verse 1.
到第五节。
To verse 5.
约翰福音十五章一到五节。
John chapter 15, verse 1 to verse 5.
Okay.
Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
第二节。
Verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taken away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 3.
第三节。
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4.
第四节。
Abide in me, in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit itself, except it abides in vine, no more can it except it abide in me. Verse 5.
第五节。
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
在这里主耶稣告诉我们如何来结果子。
Here, Lord Jesus tells us how to bear fruit.
秘诀就是啊，要跟主耶稣在一起，连跟主耶稣连在一起。
The secret is to be abide with the Lord Jesus.
如果离开枝子，这个结了果子啊，其实就不是神所要的果子了。
So if we separate from the vine to bear fruit, this is not the fruit that God required.
我们如何跟主耶稣连在一起呢
？So how can we be abide with the Lord Jesus?
第一个方面就是要有神的道放在我们心里面。
The first way is to put the word of God in our heart.
因为有神的道啊，我们所做的是因为神的道而所产生的，这个果子是神所要的。
So because we have the word of God, and the fruits will grow because the word of God.
比如说，虽然我们是说虽然我们是信徒，可是、啊、如果我们这个为非作歹，这个圣公乱做。用按照我们自己的方法做，不按照圣经的方法。
For example, if we are a believer that we use our own way to serve in the holy work.
比如说，像法利赛人，他们服侍神是用自义的态度来祷告，来服侍神。
For example, as a Pharisee, they use their own way, their righteous heart a way to pray and to serve God.
圣经上说，这个法利赛人祷告、啊、是自言自语、啊、跟自己讲话，神根本没有在听。
The Bible describes that this type of prayer is that they praying to themselves, and God did not listen.
所以我们做圣工，如果脱离神的道的话，没把神的话放在心上，那这个圣工这个果子不是神所要的，这是我们自己的果子。
So if we did a holy work away from the word of God, these fruits that we grow, is not from God, but is from ourselves.
所以我们要有神的话语放在我们心上。
So we must put the word of the Lord in our heart.
神怎么教导我们
？So how did God teach us?
圣经上怎么跟我们说，在什么情况要做什么事
？So what does the Bible tell us in different situations?
那这个圣灵的果子呢？也是指着说， 跟主耶稣连在一起，就是指的是我们要有圣灵的充满。
So to be, to grow the fruit of the Holy Spirit, this means that we must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有神的直接的带领，有神的生命进入到我们心中里面。
So we had the guiding of the Lord, and God's life will come into our heart.
啊，这里那么去思考我们怎么祷告。
So this we can meditate the way we pray.
我们有没有发觉到说，有时候我们祷告很多啊，可是好像人还是一样，就我还存在。
So we might think that we pray a long period of time, but we still have our old self.
那为什么有些人祷告，哎，就好像很容易改变？
So why is it some people pray they can easily change themselves?
哎，圣经上怎么说？
So what does the Bible tell us?
为什么有些人一祷告很圣灵很充满？那有些人为什么祷告老半天了，都圣灵不充满？
So why is it some people pray they be filled with the Holy Spirit, but some people pray they are not?Filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们看这个箴言第一章。
Let's please read Proverbs.
我放个书签在这里啊。
Let's put a bookmark here.
我们看箴言第一章。
Let's read Proverbs chapter one.
箴言第一章的二十三节。
Proverbs chapter one verse 23.
箴言第一章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter one verse 23. Verse 23. Turn you at my reproof.Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
好，啊，这在这里其实只要我们听神的责备啊，我们悔改转变了，神会将他的灵和将他的话充充满满的到在我们身上。
So we listen to God's rebuke and willing to accept, and God's word will fill us.
啊，所以这个是秘诀。为什么有些人祷告很会改变，有些人就不太会？
So this is the secret. Why is it some people pray, they started, they have changed in their life.
这是第二种神所要的果子。
But some people don't, and this is the second type of fruit what God requires.
第三种神所要的果子呢，就是我们的儿女啊，还是我们的弟兄姐妹要有主耶稣的样式。
So the third type of fruit God requires of us is that our brother sister and also.Our children must be the likeness of Christ.
我们看马拉基书第二章的十五节。
Let's please turn to Malachi.
马拉基书第二章十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
就是马太福音的前面一本书。
It's before the book of Matthew.
马太福音第二章的十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15. And did not he make one, yet had.He that resulted of the Spirit, and wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal teachers against the white of his youth.
在这里提到说，他愿能得近前的后裔，就说神要的是我们有后近前的后裔。
So what here teaches us that God required us to have a godly.Children.
那这是为什么神创造一男一女的缘故。
This is the reason why God created a man and woman.
如果神创造一个男人四个女人的话，那可能就是会吵架。
So if God created one man and also created four women, they might have arguments.
而且乱七八糟。
So it will be in chaos.
那父母亲没有做好榜样，那儿女就会学坏。
So if parent doesn't set an example, the children.Will do evils.
那在这里提到说，那时候的犹太人有些人很诡诈他们太太老了他们就想找个新的太太。
Here says that the Jews at the time their evil thoughts, and because their wife become old, they want to find another wife.
找些理由。后来神告诉他们说，其实神的旨意就是一男一女，而且他们这些男人违背他们的约啊。
God tell them the reason God created it's one man and one woman, but these people has fell short against God's command.
好，那圣经上就说这个孩子儿女呢，是我们这个腹中所怀的这个胎啊，也是一种果子。
The Bible says the children is what
full of the womb.
The fruit of the womb is another
type of fruit. 我们来看诗篇一百二十七篇第三节。
Let's please read as a Psalm.
一百二十七篇。
127.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇127篇,
Psalm 127, verse 3.
Psalm 127, verse 3.
It says, the children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruits of the womb is His reward.
在英文是说这个所怀的胎啊是这个一种果子啦。
It says in English that the womb in is a fruit.
Okay. 那这是指的我们的儿女啊。
It's represent our children.
那神不是要普通的儿女啊, 神要的是敬虔的儿女。
So what God requires is not ordinary children, but it's required as a godly children.
就像我们种苹果树, 我们希望它长出甜的那个苹果吃啊, 不是酸的苹果。
So as we planted an apple tree, and we expect to have a sweet fruit, but not a sour fruit.
这是为什么圣经上教导我们要在主内结婚。
So this is why the Bible teaches us we must marry within the Lord.
如果没有主内结婚的话，这个先生说我们去拜拜，还是我们去其他教会，太太说我们去真耶稣教会，那两个在吵架。
So if we
do not
marry within the Lord, the husband might say to worship someone else, the wife might say to go other church, and the children will not know what to do.
一个说有神，一个说没神，儿女不知道是要听哪一个。
One said there is God, the other one said there is no God, and then so the children would not know who to listen.
那同样的，这个也可以扩张到我们教会弟兄姐妹，不只是我们的儿女。
So this will also infect in the church, not only our children.
我们正在做这个宣道还有训练的工作，就是希望说弟兄姐妹呢有这个耶稣基督的样式。
So when we serve in evangelical work and also other holy work, God also requires us that we must have the likeness of Christ.
The believers. 比如说这个法利赛人传福音啊，带了一个人进来，是主耶稣说他们使他们变成地狱之子，比他们更糟糕啊。
For example, the Pharisee bring someone to the Lord, and the Lord will rebuke the Pharisee. They are the children of the hell that they are worse in this shape.
所以不是说这个人来信主就神就满意了，神是要的要敬虔的什么信徒啊。
This does not mean that someone can come and believe and God will be satisfied, but what God required us is a godly believer.
所以最少有这三个果子啊，是神所要的，那我们呢？ 要努力的来报答神，来给神这些果子。
So there's three types of fruit what God requires of us, and so we must repay God by growing these fruit.
因为神创造这宇宙万物啊，真的就是要让我们是租的，这一切东西不是我们自己造的，也不是自己建的，是神给我们，那我们是来享受。
Because God created the universe and everything else to give us so that we enjoy it. So everything that we do not own.
所以没有这些果子给神的话，其实我们会像这些穷人园户一样啊，没有果子。
So if we don't have any grow any fruit to give to God, that we will be like the evil vine dresser.
那第二，他们所做的错事呢，就是他们打这个主人的仆人。The
second thing that done evil is that they have beaten this the household.
有些是用石头丢啊，有些是把他们打伤了，有些是什么把他们杀死。所以
they have the beaten the servants, and some of them they stone them, and some of the servant they have killed the servant.
我们可以看到这些人真的是凶恶。So
we can see these people are wicked.
那为什么这些人要打这些仆人呢？
So why this vine dresser want to beat the servant?
有几个原因呢。
There's a few reasons.
如果说这些人来要果子啊，那这些没有果子给他，自己会觉得很羞耻。If
some of the people, if these people come and ask for the fruit, they cannot give them the fruit. They will feel shame.
因为神所要的是这些，就是说神差派仆人来告诉他们要这些，可是他们觉得说我没有啊，哎，你在羞辱我。
Because God sent the servant to ask for the fruit, but if the vine dresser does not have the fruit, they will feel shame.
那有时候这个恼羞成怒嘛，有句话如果说觉得很羞耻，就啊这样子了，我就把你杀了，把你打了，把你赶走，所以我就没问题了。我觉得我很好。
So they will become very angry, and they will think to kill them or send them away, and they will feel better for themselves.
其实人常常做事情是这样做的。
So in fact, men often do this way.
比如说像该隐。
For example, Cain.
神接受他的弟弟的献祭，亚伯的献祭。
God has accepted Abel's offering.
神没有接受他的献祭。
But God does not accept
Cain's
offering. But what does Cain thought about it?
他其实就是悔改，后来献上神所要的祭就好了。
He should just repent and offer what God wants him to offer, and that is it.
其实这些缘户呢，只可以跟这个仆人说：“对不起，我这次没有果子，可是给我一些时间，我下次绝对给你果子。”
So in fact, the vine dresser can tell these servants at this time, "I don't have any fruit, and allow me have some time to prepare. I will give you the next time."
那这些仆人呢，不会说他没有果子，他没办法、啊，他也会等啊。
So these servants, if there's cannot receive any fruit, they will wait.
他其实这个该隐不是这样做啊，该隐就想说：“好了，我把我弟弟杀掉以后，对不对？”现在只有我最好了，神不得接受我的礼物啊。
So Cain did not do this way, and he felt that he killed his brother, and he will be the best, and God will accept his offering.
那其实他把事情搞得更糟糕。
But he made the things even worse.
那今天有时候啊，我们有时候会有时候会像这些仆人啊，不像这些园户啊，哎，今天这个人讲道好像在讲我啊，他也没有好到哪里去啊。
Today we might be like this. Vine dresser and someone speaking sermons, and we might think he's speaking to us.
他也没有好到哪里去啊。
And this person who speaks sermon does not have any good deeds.
那我们会像该隐啊，批评他，把他说的是一片这个黑土，一片黑肮脏脏的哇。我们现在觉得我们比他更好啊。
So we might be like Cain to despise his brothers, and then so that we will feel better.
把他说得很黑了，就是说，把他说得很黑啊。那把那仆人说得很黑了，那这园户就觉得我就比他好多了，是不是？
So the vine dresser might say the servant in a way that the vine dresser will feel better.
就是藐视啊、侮辱啊、讽刺啊、恨啊，这个就是用不同的方法要把这个人啊赶开啊。不要讲那些我不想听的话、啊。
Or to despise or say a bad thing against them, and so then they can get rid of these people.
所以他们是罪上加罪。
So they are sin upon sin.
不给果子已经很糟糕了，还甚至打人，还杀人，杀仆人。
They not only given them fruit, they also beat them and also kill them.
第三。这些园户呢，甚至啊，看到主的儿子也把他杀了。
So the vine dresser see the householder's son, they kill him.
为什么要杀他？杀这个主人的儿子呢
？Why did they want to kill this householder's son?
因为把这儿子杀掉的话，那些产业啊，就没人继承了，他们就会拿到这些产业了。
So if they kill the son, and the inheritance has no one to inherit, so they can receive this inheritance.
那今天这个产业代表什么呢
？So what does this inheritance today represent?
我们放个书签在这，我们看这个《生命记》第九章的二十六节。
Let's please read Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 6.
第九章二十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
二十六节。
26.
生命记第九章二十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26.
生命记第九章二十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 26.
我祈祷神说：“主神啊，求你不要灭绝你的百姓，他们是你的产业，是你用大力救赎的，用大能从埃及地领出来的。”请念。
Verse 26. I pray therefore unto the Lord and say, O Lord God, destroy not thy people and thine inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
所以这次告诉我们说，神的产业就是他的百姓。
He tells us the inheritance of God is God's people.
啊，法利赛人啊，就是嫉妒耶稣，他们觉得说很多人跟从耶稣啊，那他们好像没有戏唱啊，他们觉得说没有人跟从他们。
So Pharisee was jealous of Lord Jesus because they felt all the people follow Lord Jesus do not follow them.
啊，所以为了要有权柄啊，啊，他们就把耶稣给谋杀了。
So in order for them to have authority, they have killed Lord Jesus.
那今天我们要谨慎，我们不要像他们所做的一样。
So today we must take heed. We shall not do what they do.
今天呢，我们不要夺神的这个产业。
So today we shall not take God's inheritance.
谁是神的产业
？Who is the inheritance of God?
首先呢，是我们自己。
First is ourselves.
我们自己是神的产业。
So we are the inheritance of God.
我们身体是神的，因为神给我们，让我们来用的。
So our body belongs to the Lord for us to use.
那么今天有很多人啊，为了自己的自由啊，就把主神的话给杀了，把它抹黑了。
So today,
把它忘记了。
Because we have our own freedoms and we have forgotten God's word.
因为每一个人呢都想做王，他们不想说啊，我要做奴隶啊。
So everyone want to become a king, does not want to become a servant.
如果神是主人的话，那我不是仆人吗
？So if God is a master, and we are the servant.
那我的尊严，我的命运会怎么样呢
？So our dignity and also our righteousness, what would that be?
所以有很多人很喜欢不信主，不相信有神，因为一信有神啊，那我不是就不自由了，我就要做奴隶了，我要对神做个交代啊。
So many people don't want to believe in God because they felt they don't have, they will not have freedoms, and they must listen to someone.
Give account to God too. 那最好是说没有神，那你看我看怎么做就怎么做。
So the best they think is that there's no God, so they can do whatever they want to do.
还是说把神的话放到一边，把它锁起来，那我也可以怎么做就怎么做。
Or they thought to set aside. The word of God, so they can freely do what they want to do.
可是这只是让神更加的生气。
So this will even angry God even more.
不止不给果子，还什么杀打仆人，甚至把神的话给什么给杀了，把神的话除灭掉，在我们心中除灭掉了。
So not even the vine dresser does not give the fruit, they also the sun, and they also set aside God's word.
那这个产业呢，还有一种解释，就是说我们教会啊，弟兄姐妹是神的产业。
The inheritance is also another way to explain this meaning. The church is also represent this inheritance.
还是这儿女是神的产业。
Or the children is the inheritance of God.
那有时候呢，这个我们生儿女啊，这个儿女啊是我的，我要他叫他做什么就做什么。这个神的旨意要他做什么这不重要，我要他赚大钱，这个是我的，我可以掌控的。
If we have children, we will tell our children what to do in certain ways, because we felt that they are our children and does not belong to God.
那圣经在以弗所书告诉我们说，我们要按着神的教训教导我们儿女，不是按照我们自己的愿望啊来教导他们。
So the book of Ephesians teaches us that we must teach our children according to God's command, by our own way.
所以有时候我们在夺神的儿女啊，我们夺神的产业啊。
Sometimes we might take God's inheritance.
那有时候我们也是在有些人带领教会啊，是把教会当成弟兄姐妹是他自己的。
Some people lead the church, they might lead the church member as belong to their own.
他们不是把人带到神的面前，他们是把人带到他自己面前。
They did not bring the church member to God before God, but before themselves.
他们要人们听他的话，不是听神的话。
They want them to listen to them, but not listen to God's word.
那这样子是夺神的产业啊！那个你想想看啊，多么可恶啊
！So this means is taking God's inheritance, and this is evil.
你想看，如果说我们租房子租给一个人。
So for example, if we rent a house to someone,
他不付那个什么租金呢
If this person doesn't pay rent,
哇，已经这个很可恶了。
So this is
甚至呢，他打我们，还把我们杀了，为了要得我们的房子。哇，你看这个人，走那么邪恶。
And this person doesn't pay rent, want to beat us and also kill us. So we would think this person is very evil.
所以我们要谨慎啊，这个我们的身体啊，这个儿女啊，弟兄姐妹是神的，不是我们的。
So we must take heed that our body, ourselves, and also our children, and also brother sister, it does not belong to us, but belong to God.
我们可以看到说，这些原户人，他们主要的问题啊，是他们就是贪得无厌。
So we can see the main problem of these vain dressers is that, they are greedy.
And greedy beyond discretion.
Greedy beyond discretion.
主人给他造这个葡萄园，给他造楼、造池、压榨池，帮他做一切这个什么篱笆，就是让他们享用啊。他们只要给一些果子就可以了，可是他连一个都不给。
This householder giving this vine dresser authority to build a vineyard, all they had to do to give fruit back to the householder, but they did not do so.
可是因为他们贪心，他们没有什么果子可以给主人。
Because they're greedy, they have no fruit to give into the householder.
就是我我我。
So everything is me, me.
是像世界上最大的罪就是我我我贪了。
So the greatest sin in this world, that is me.
我要我的自由，我要我的享受，那别人呢？我不管，那神呢？我也不管。
I want my freedom, also my satisfactions. I want to enjoy my life. There's other things I do not care what God wants me to do.
神给我们这么多，难道我们要百分之百用在我们自己身上吗？难道不能奉献给我们下半辈子给神吗？
There's so many things God has given to us. Shouldn't we give and repay God back and also give to others?
如果他们有给果子的话，他们就不会啊。去打这些仆人了。
If they have given this fruit to the servant, they will not beat it, the servants.
所以你们可以看到说，他们主要问题是他们觉得不够啊，神好像是欠他们的，这个神给他们的，变成说这是我的啦。
So the main problem is that they feel that they don't have enough, well, God didn't give them enough, and these fruits belong to them.
那当仆人来指责他们的时候，他们有贪了，没有这个。神所要的果子，他们就把他杀了。
When the servant rebuked them, and they agreed in this fruit, so they killed the servant.
那他们也把这个主人的产业，为了贪主人的产业，把主人的儿子给杀了。
So they also grieved for the inheritance of the householder. They also killed the son.
那么在故事里面呢、啊，这有个故事，就有另外有些人跟这个凶恶的原户刚好相反的。
So there's another story.
Another character.
Another character is different than this vine dresser.
就是仆人和这个主人的儿子。
It's the servants and also the son of the householder.
你有没有想过啊？为什么这些仆人呐、啊，还有这些这个还有神的这个主人的儿子啊，都愿意啊，都为主人卖命呢、啊、
？So why is this the servant and also the son of the householder willing to die for the householder?
如果我们是这个仆人的话，我们看到前面的仆人被打了，打了回来了，就知道说，这个我换我去啊，我也是八成被打了半死了，是不是可能被杀、啊、
？If the servant sees that the first servant was beaten and also killed, and if the servant might think that if it's me, I will be also killed and will not go forth.
可是每一个都听从主人的性命，甚至还可以愿主人死去。
So each, every servant listened to the householder and willing to die for this householder.
那其实如果我们是这个主人，我们这些仆人的话，我们可以看到说这个主人的行为啊，他们真的这个主人真的很爱这些原户啊。虽然他们这些人这么凶恶，主人还是照样的差派人去劝他们要果子。
So we can see the servant understand that this householder is the master is very loving.And send them to receive this fruit.
那既然这些仆人看到主人这么爱这些园户，难道主人不爱这些仆人吗？当然绝对爱的。
And then there's
主人啊，他 仆人看到主人去爱这些原户，凶恶的原户，难道主人不会爱这些仆人吗？是绝对爱的。
If householder see that the vintress love the servant, so that the householder will also love the servant.
The servant saw the master love these wicked vintressers. Okay, so definitely the master also loved the servants. Okay. So 这些人呢，这些仆人都体验到主人的爱。
So all these servants have experienced the love of the householder.
包括这个儿子在内。
Including the son.
所以他们都很乐意的为这个主人来卖命。
So they're willing to die for the householder.
那我们会想说，那为什么这主人这么笨啊？这些人对仆人对儿子，这些仆人，这些原户都对仆人这么凶恶，他怎么会差派他儿子过去呢
？So we think why is this householder might be foolish, and the vintresser is very harsh to the servant. Why does householder send them to the vintresser?
我看这个主人绝对是啊，爱别人就像爱他自己一样。
So I think this householder. Love others, just like he or she loves himself.
我们想看啊，当我们做错事情的时候，难道我们不赦免自己吗
？So we think that if we have done something wrong, doesn't we forgive ourselves?
所以这个主人呢，一直赦免他们，一直要帮助他们。
So the householder continued to forgive these vintressers and want to help them.
甚至差派他儿子劝他们交果子。
So even send the son to encourage them to give them the fruit.
那主人知道说，其实这个主人很有能力啊。主人如果要惩罚的话，这些人和他的子孙呢，真的会死无葬身之地。他们以后怎么生存
？So in fact, this householder has authority. If they want to punish them, they will be severely punished.
Not just them, but also their descendants.
Also their descendants.
所以你想想看，这个是一群人啊。主人不愿意啊，使他们这些受很多苦啊，失去福气啊，所以主人一直差派仆人去劝他们。
So we see there's a group of people that God, the householder want them to receive this blessings, so send the servant to encourage them.
今天的神也告诉我们去传福音啊，对那些不好的人啊，施怜悯帮助他们。
So today God also want us to go out and preach, and for these people, so then help them.
也去寻找那些迷失的。
So also find the lost one.
有时候我们听听就觉得就这样子。
Perhaps sometimes we just listen.
可是我们要去体会到那个主人那种心情，他心里很急，他心里很担心的。
So have we experienced the heart of the householder? It's in worry, also care for the people.
这些凶恶人是打人的，可是这些仆人呢？是愿意被打，愿意受苦。
So this vintresser beaten the servant, but these servant willing to receive the suffering.
那这些原户是贪得无厌啊，还不够多，这主人给他还不够多，他要更多。
So these vintresser are greedy. The householder are given enough, but they feel it's not enough.
可是这些仆人呢，是相反的，他们不只是这个卖力啊，还是。不只是这样子卖他们的体力、啊、他们还把他性命、啊、也奉献给这个主人。
So the servant are the opposite. They are very put their effort for the householder. Even they willing to die for the householder.
他们这些仆人结出这个顺服的果子。
So these servants have grown the fruits of obedience.
人要交果子，才显现说神是主人，我们是仆人。
So when a man given this fruit, and this will shows that God is our master, that we are the God's servants.
男人不交果子，没有这个主人，还有这个原户的关系。
So if a man does not give the fruit, there is no relationship between the households and the servants.
所以主耶稣讲这个凶恶原户的比喻啊，其实要告诉我们啊，我们要结果子。
So the Lord Jesus speak for this parable of the wicked vintresser. This mean that we must give in.The fruit,
我们要最少结出三种果子。
So at least we need to grow three type of fruit.
第一个就是行公义、好怜悯、存着谦卑的心呢、啊，与神同行。
The first is to act just and seek for mercy and humble walking with God.
第二就是 要结圣灵的果子。
Second is to grow the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
啊，第三呢，啊，就是我们的儿女，我们的弟兄姐妹，我们帮助他们来敬虔。
The third is to help our children, also our brother and sister, to become godly.
那么这个比喻也教导我们，我们要谨慎，不要像这凶恶缘户啊，去打人啊，逼迫人啊，还是啊，这个夺神的产业。
So the also this parable teaches do not be the wicked vine dressers to beat somebody, and also punish somebody, and not to take someone else's inheritance.
啊，所以这比喻里面包含了这个如何怎么来得救。
So this parable teach us about how to be saved.
我们来从来唱诗。
We sing
218首。
218.